Did you ever stop and think of our world without its color? What a sad world we would have. I'm sure that nothing could be duller. When I observe God's vast creation and feel moved by all that splendor, the bright blue sky, the deep blue seas that in us deep respect engender, the trees that grow so green in spring when they sprout buds and then some fruit, like apples red and peaches peach and purple berries small and cute, and all the flowers growing there when spring and summer comes around in colors bright like red and blue and yellow orange they abound. Grass that turns from green to brown as winter storms approach in fall, the sun and moon and all those stars whose names I don't even recall. Those creatures that adorn the world like birds that show off to their mate, butterflies that fly in summer and fish that swim around their bait. Did you ever stop and think of our world without its color? What a sad world we would have. I'm sure that nothing could be duller. I can't help thinking that our God is a great artist, since indeed he used only three hues to make all those great colors that he'd need. Those hues are red and blue and yellow, hues that all the others make, like purple, green, and orange too, which are a mix if two we take. Of course, God had to mix those hues with black or white when he created all those mysterious shades we see and tints which should not be berated. By mixing hues with one another or with the blacks and whites above, God made chromatic variations, some dull while others bright we love. Indeed, God is a brilliant artist, showing us right here on earth that if you want to achieve greatness and to some moving art give birth, you must follow in his footsteps, and then no doubt you can believe that with three hues plus black and white, art's greatest glory is achieved. Did you ever stop and think of our world without its color? What a sad world we would have. I'm sure that nothing could be done.